Good morning, squad. Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show, the number one spot for everything sports talk, sports news in the morning. And today's rundown, we got to recap Monday Night Football of the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Then we got to touch on the injury, well, not the injury, but the car accident that Myles Garrett was involved in. We got to speak on Anthony Joshua not signing the contract in time. And now the fight with the huge mega fight with Tyson Fury has been called off from Tyson Fury's own mouth. And lastly, Kyrie Irving turning down 4 years, $100 million last year, according to him, to not get vaccinated. Let's get right into it, you dig? Now, let's start off in New York, Monday Night Football recap. I gotta first come out and give respect due to this dude, Cooper Rush, who I wanted to call Bradley Cooper. And what, when Dak Prescott got hurt, I called my man Bradley Cooper because I couldn't think of his name at the time. But I want to shout out to Cooper Rush, who was 3-0 as the Cowboys starting quarterback, coming in as a backup for Dak Prescott. Played great yesterday out of Central Michigan University. Yesterday, he went 21 for 31, 215 yards, one tutty, and no major mistakes. But the big thing is, when they lost the lead, he drove them down the field. And that was just super impressive to me. Like, the way he's handling this team is very, very impressive. But I want to focus on the Giants a little bit. That Giants team is very good. I don't know what missed out yesterday, though. I think the Cowboys just played a very good game because Danny Dimes didn't give up any turnovers. Then you think about, they had a very bad late call at the end of the first half yesterday with Sterling Shepard getting called on the offensive pass interference, where he just was running his route and happened to run into the defender. So that was a bad break on their part. But I like what Dallas is doing, and honestly what the entire NFC East is doing besides the Washington Commanders. And even them, I feel as though they're going to round into a better team moving forward, because that defense just has to somehow get better. But I'm looking at that game yesterday, and it was a well-played game. I got to say this, though. Kellen Moore has to call the game the same way he does for Cooper Rush for Dak Prescott. He can't come out with Dak Prescott now and drop back 40, 50 times a game. Don't do that. Continue to run the ball. Continue to play complimentary football. Continue to rely on your great defense. That defense in Dallas is awesome right now. It's awesome. You think about DeMarcus Lawrence, Micah Parsons, and then you got Trayvon Diggs on the outside. That defense is balling right now. Balling. So rely on them. Rely on the run game. Rely on Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott. And don't come out and throw the ball 40, 50 times when Dak Prescott comes back. Don't throw the ball 40 or 50 times when Dak Prescott comes back. But with that being said, is there a quarterback controversy in Big D? I would have to say, if Cooper Rush continues to play and Dak Prescott can't get back in time, or you feel as though you don't have to rush him back, so it may be another 4 weeks, he go 3-1. How can you pull him out of there? We seen Dak Prescott in that offense in week one. They scored 3 points. They looked inept. So, of course, that's up against the Bucs defense, but it's going to be hard to pull Cooper Rush if he continues to win. He's 3-0 as a starter, like I said, 2-0 so far this year, and 1-1 game he started last year as a backup. So, listen, if they continue to win down this path, I don't see how they'll be able to pull Cooper Rush out of what's going on right now. Let's chime in on Myles Garrett, though. They said it was a single car accident, non-life-threatening injury. So as soon as we get more updates on his injuries and if that's going to affect him moving on this season, I'll give more on how that's going to affect the Browns moving on into the season. But here at Mizzy World Entertainment, we are wishing and praying for a speedy recovery for one of the best defenders in the NFL, and Myles Garrett. Are the Jacksonville Jaguars the favorites in the AFC? When you look at the Indianapolis Colts, who look absolutely putrid. I mean, they pulled out a win against the Chiefs last week or on Sunday, but they didn't impress me. It was like the Chiefs were just sleepwalking, honestly, if you ask me. And then you look at the Tennessee Titans. Yes, they bounced back. Yes, they're, 1-2 at this point, but their first two L's, it's hard to overlook. And you still look at that clear ceiling that they have offensively with Ryan Tannehill. And then lastly, of course, we know what Houston is with Davis Mills and them. They're just a super young team that I don't think they'll be able to compete the way that Jacksonville is planning on competing this year. So for me, yes, Jacksonville Jaguars are the favorites this year. They're stacked talent-wise. Then you got Dougie P running the show. They're hungry right now. So for me, yes, Jacksonville Jaguars are the clear favorite this year. And I would have never thought I would have came into this season saying that. I probably would have said that next year, but this is very impressive what they've been able to do so far this year. Moving on, let's talk about y'all favorite, y'all bestie, y'all guy, everybody's, he's Mr. Super Talented, Kyrie Irving, and him expressing the fact that he turned down a $100 million contract last year by not getting vaccinated. To me, I hear that and I just hear attention seeking and stupidity. For one, what's the point of putting this out? If nobody knew about this, I'm pretty sure nobody asked about this. So why did you come up there media day and express that you turned down a 4-year, $100 million contract to not get vaccinated? When you personally said you had nothing wrong with the vaccine, when you said that you were only doing it to like stand up for the working people that were being forced to take the vaccine, but you had nothing against the vaccine because you're a basketball player. You can talk to doctors, you can talk to scientists, you can actually talk to medical professionals and they can tell you about the vaccine. So you had nothing against the vaccine. You didn't not do it because you're Muslim, because there was a lot of Muslims that took it, because I mean, people that's using religion against it is just, they just don't want to take it. I don't even want to get into the Islam and taking the vaccine and all that, but Muslims took it, so it wasn't because of that. So why did you turn down $100 million if they like just get vaccinated in the hotbed of COVID-19 of New York? Where you live at? Where you reside at? Where you play basketball at? Point blank period. New York was a hotbed. New York was a hot zone for COVID-19. No matter if you were against it or you were with it, at the end of the day, if Brooklyn is coming to you and saying, we're going to offer you a 4-year $100 million contract extension, all you got to do is take the COVID vaccine, which is a positive thing, for you to try to twist that around and say, oh, well, I had to go through personal things about losing my job. And ain't nobody here for that petty show. What, you made $22 million last year? You could not play basketball again and you'd be straight for the rest of your life. Nobody's going to bat an eye. It's not like you're going to be living on the streets, bro. Come on, dog. Stop sitting up here talking like you one of those bus drivers in New York. You feel what I'm saying? That actually probably couldn't get the vaccine because of medical issues and stuff like that. Come on now. Don't sit up there and do that. Don't sit up there and try to be see what they try to do. They try to make me get the vaccine and get the contract extension. Duh, you're a superstar point guard in New York. It would have been a great showing for New York. It would have been something positive for the other people, like, all right, well, Kyrie got his vaccine, we can go get it now. Not only that, it's good for humanity. You're doing it for the other humans. How else was, I'm not even going to get into it, dog. I'm not even going to get into the vaccines and how it pulls us out of deadly diseases, but this is what Kyrie is, and this is why I don't like Kyrie, because he focuses on himself. He is a female and an attention seeker. And I don't want to throw no females under the bus, but he has a female type of mentality where everything has to be centered around him. And if it's not centered around him, that's when, oh, the earth is flat. Oh, this conspiracy theory from 20 years ago about a mass shooting that really happened, just so his name can get in the newspaper. Oh, they tried to force me to take the vaccine. They offered me a $100 million contract extension to take the vaccine. I had to take the vaccine. Please feel sorry for me. Bro, ball. I'm tired of this dude, man. And I'm tired of his fans, honestly. Honestly. Dude don't be doing nothing special. Unless he had a great game last year. He had 62. Yeah, he had a 39-point game in game one. Didn't result in a win. Come on, man. I'm tired of dude. I want to see Agent Zero. He's sick. He's seeing Agent Zero. He's going to get $49 million that last year in his contract extension. He want to sit around pouting because he couldn't get that $25 million a year from Brooklyn without getting vaccinated. Take the vaccine. Stop trying to be the smartest man in the room. Always. You feel what I'm saying? I feel just like how Shannon Sharp feels about like with Aaron Rodgers. Of course we see the talent. Of course we, but as a person though, I'm off a dude. I'm off of Kyrie. You feel what I'm saying? He's arrogant. He's an attention seeker, and he always feels as though he's got to be the smartest person in the room and always ends up being the stupidest person in the room when he's talking to people that actually knows, that know what he's talking about, and not YouTube babies. Listen, I'm off a dude. He's out of his mind, and he's an attention seeker that he better ball this year. I'm tired of just hearing highlights and how pretty his game is. He better snap this year. He better be a top 10 player in the game this year. Ball. Let's move on. I'm off a bull. he getting under my skin. He getting under my skin. You feel what I'm saying? Let's move on to Anthony Joshua folding for the mega fight against Tyson Fury. I am totally shocked by this. I don't know what else to say. It's a shocking outcome. It's a shocking revelation for them to come out on Twitter, say we're accepting the proposal, we're accepting the fight with Tyson Fury. It's going to be December 3rd. Had the date and everything, just for you not to sign the contract by the deadline and not say nothing. You feel what I'm saying? Because Tyson Fury, you know he going to come out, call him a bodybuilder. You know what I'm saying? They bleeped out the word on ESPN ringside, but he called him all types of names, called him just a bodybuilder, so... Listen, I'm disappointed at that, but hey, listen, we got Terrence Crawford versus Errol Spence coming up, so that, I'm good on that one. And then it's looking like we're going to get Shakur Stevenson against maybe Devin Haney. We might get King Ryan against Tank Davis. Listen, we got some mega fights coming up soon. So, and then Tyson Fury is going to get back in the ring. Hopefully, it's against Usyk, but we'll see how that goes. Y'all know what it is, though. Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show, Mizzy World Entertainment, episode 21. Like, comment, share, subscribe, listen. Gang.